We're talking about a proposed Southside Walmart this morning at 85th in Minnesota, and we're joined by Craig Dewey of Building a Better Sioux Falls, which is a group that favors the construction of the Southside Walmart. Also, Dana Palmer and Jeff Gould of Save Your Neighborhood. And, Jeff, you wanted to respond to some of the things that Craig was saying just before the break.
Well, one of the things that I think is interesting to talk about is how the development road-wise and who decides what's going to happen with the road. And it's always a partnership between the city, county, state, and federal, especially when it comes to funding. The vision for Minnesota Avenue varies differently from who you're talking to. The city would like to see look like 41st Street, a lot of access, build things around it. Not the case with the state. The state wants Minnesota Avenue to be 50 miles an hour till you get into town, and they haven't figured out where town is. So when you look at development on that road, how are people going to get to these huge businesses? The state is saying, we don't want you to use Minnesota Avenue. They didn't even want to have a right-in, right-out to that large store. They just wanted everything to go, I don't know where they wanted it to go. And so the only, if you can't get there from Minnesota Avenue, and if South Dakota 100 is designed also to be a limited access, where are people going to get to these large businesses? And the only road that exists is a residential road, 85th Street. There is no 87th or 88th Street. There's no plan for such thing. I certainly welcome that, but because it's not there now, I think we should wait and see how things shake out. I have no doubt that the growth of Sioux Falls will be at 3 to 3.5%, whether there is another Walmart or not. That growth is rock solid, and that's why Walmart wants to come here. The growth didn't come from them. Sioux Falls provides the growth, and other businesses want to access that. We need to be smart. We don't want to live in a Dickinson where it's just random growth and it's too big. We are just staying ahead of all of the pressures, and my suggestion is too much development on the rim, too much cost for infrastructure, will pay for it in other parts of the city. I think there's smarter places to develop where the infrastructure is there, and if it's not there yet, it will be there. We don't have to do it this year. Let's be smart about it. Maybe it's in 3, 4, 5 years. I don't know. The city will do a good job of doing that. I think they're taking too big a bite out of that apple and being far too optimistic for money that may or may not show up. And I think that anybody who is not an employee of the city says, yeah, I think you guys are right. But when you work for the city and are an expert and you know where your check is signed, you are asked different questions and you respond differently.
Let's go back to Craig Dewey of Building a Better Sioux Falls. Jeff says it's better to wait. What's your response?
Well, I would say that the state of South Dakota has plans to make Minnesota Avenue a four-lane down to Highway 106. That's down to Harrisburg. And that will certainly, if it does not start this year, it will start and be completed next year. So, I mean, we're certainly looking at the state seeing Minnesota as a major arterial. And I think if anyone would drive down Minnesota Avenue, they would see it certainly as a major thoroughfare. I think where you're seeing growth in Sioux Falls, I mean, you have to go where undeveloped property is, and undeveloped property is certainly around the edges of Sioux Falls. And so that's one of the reasons why I think this would be an ideal location for the project. If you also look at some of the other infrastructure changes that were made to help direct the traffic flow into this development, is that Audi is the street that goes into the residential neighborhood. And the commercial entrance of Audi was actually moved down. And that was a change in accommodation that was made and will be paid for by Walmart. And the thing is that if anyone has worked with city engineers, you know how resistant they are to splitting up streets. And that's what's happening here, because that would direct traffic flow in a better direction. And I guess just going back to an earlier comment about economic growth and Walmart certainly being a benefit of that, and the other businesses that would start up around Walmart, the Sioux Falls Development Foundation and the Sioux Falls Chamber of Commerce wouldn't have voted in support of the project if they didn't think it would contribute to economic growth. And actually, there was an article that was done in the Argus Leader, and it was last year at the end of September, on home values. And what that article stated is that the headline was, where Walmart goes in, property values often go up. And if you look at property values in Sioux Falls, and this is confirmed by a study at the University of Chicago and Brigham Young University that showed that property values increase at a 2 to 3% rate. And if you look at the president of the Realtors Association of the Sioux Empire, she indicated as well that they anticipated that this increase in property values would take place since the Walmart was announced. It's consistent with the increase in property values to the rest of the city as far as geographic areas. So, I mean, I certainly think we're going to see not only an increase in property values, but an increase in economic growth and jobs.
It's 8:41, cloudy and 43. Our guest panelists this morning, Dana Palmer and Jeff Gould of Save Your Neighborhood, and Craig Dewey is with Building a Better Sioux Falls. Dana, let me ask you about property values, and that's what a few of our callers have also asked. What are your worries and fear of a decline in property values?
Sure. You know, the property values increasing, those are theoretic property values. That's not what you're going to get for your home when you go to sell it. In fact, go try and sell Bonita Schwan's house right now. She couldn't get $5 for that house right now. I mean, those are theoretic property values. They are not what you're going to get for your house when you try to go sell it. People along 85th Street have some serious concerns about one day trying to sell their homes. That's evident in that entire neighborhood. And then
I would also say that I think if property value was going to definitely go up, maybe the city leaders would have said, well, build it next to me. But I'm not seeing that. I guess all the people that were in favor that Craig mentioned, none of the houses that they live in are near this tremendous property value engine that he's talking about. I think that's curious.
Craig's raising his hand here.
You know, what I would say is that some of our biggest supporters, they do live on the south side of Sioux Falls, and they do live close to this development. Take Ooh. Dana Dykehouse, for example. He lives close by to the development, and he's a very public supporter because he understands the work that men and women across the city, business and community leaders, have put as far as trying to make sure that Sioux Falls is a great place to live and work. We know that because we live here. We love Sioux Falls, and we want to see that smart plan growth strategy continue. And so, I mean, all I know is what I can do is I can look at the facts in this situation. And the Realtors Association, the president of the Realtors Association, Kathy Ogde, said that she saw property values increase and the turnover rate for sale of properties was unchanged after this Walmart is after it was announced. So, I mean, we haven't seen that change according to professionals that are selling houses day in and day out.
Dana, I want to pose a question to you. We got a call from Bruce who said, if the vote goes for Walmart, what will the response from Save Your Neighborhood be?
I don't think we know at this point. I think we need to, you know, look at all our options and, you know, hope that Shape Places doesn't pass. So then at least we can have another bite at the apple and get a conditional use permit hearing so we can talk about size and hours of operation again. If we don't get that, then I don't know what our options are, but we'll certainly be looking at that. If I could just take a minute to respond to a couple more things. You know, Craig talks about all of these supporters that Walmart's got in their back pocket. You know, that's all well and good, but we don't have $250,000 to go out and publicize all of the support that we have. What we have is 6,000 people that signed our petition. 6,000 people in a matter of 2 weeks. That's what we have. We don't have Dana Dykehouse. We don't have, you know, these other people who are so entrenched in commercial real estate that they don't have a choice but to say that they're in favor of it. So we don't have that. But we do have some public support. We just don't have the funds to get that out there. And, you know, again, with regard to the development that follows Walmart, we absolutely welcome that. And as Jeff said, it's just not this year, not at this point, and not at this precise location. Move west, move east, half a mile, a mile. Move south, half a mile, a mile. We're not saying you even have to go 5 miles. It is wide open in southern Sioux Falls, except for this parcel of property, which actually South Dakota 100 cuts across, and then there's a buried gas line. So, you know, there's not much space right in there except for this, you know, 40 acres of commercial. But there's plenty of space for something less commercial to go in there. And then with regard to Minnesota becoming a four-lane, that's great, except they still will not allow anything other than a right in and a right out off of Minnesota Avenue. So unless you're coming from the north, heading south, and that's how you want to get to Walmart, and then heading south again, nobody's going to enter Walmart at that location off of Minnesota. So everybody's going to enter off of 85th Street, which is directly across the street from these single-family homes. And the point needs to be made. No one is fighting the North Store. No one is fighting the store at 60th and Marion. And there's a reason for that. It's because it's not close to single-family residential homes, and it's a smart location. And that isn't the case here. And when Walmart places its store at 60th and Marion, half a mile away from any single-family home, there's room for that other commercial development to follow. So if you place this store on the south side, half a mile to the west, or, you know, half a mile and a mile to the southwest, there's going to be room for that additional commercial development to follow. Where if you're going to have then a Menards and a Sam's Club follow at 85th in Minnesota, that's worse. That is so worse. And you're going to just create a huge traffic snarl like we see at 41st in Minnesota. Sioux Falls doesn't need another traffic snarl like 41st in Minnesota.
It's 8:46. You're listening to the Greg Belfry Show on Kello News Talk 1320. 107.9, my guests this morning, Dana Palmer and Jeff Gould with Save Your Neighborhood. And as you're hearing, they're opposed to a Southside Walmart at 85th in Minnesota. Craig Dewey is also here with Building a Better Sioux Falls. Again, Craig, they're saying they're not opposed to Walmart, just in a different location.
Well, again, I think it goes back to the discussion of development needs to happen where infrastructure is laid. And if you go to the south side of Sioux Falls, certainly I would encourage people to go out to the intersection of 85th and Minnesota and see the large swath of undeveloped land. And, I mean, you're certainly looking out quite a distance. But, again, if you look at where the infrastructure is laid to this intersection, but it doesn't go further south. And if you go half a mile further south, with the way that the gradient of the land is situated, it would require building a pumping station for sewer, which would cost the city $20 to $25 million. And so that's not smart growth right now. Smart growth is where we've got the infrastructure laid. And one thing that I would also say is if you look immediately to the north, on the north west side of this intersection, right across the street from where this development would be at, there's planned development there, which includes additional C4 commercial. If you look at the other places in this intersection as well, we're looking at C4 commercial as far as the development. And I mean, in the future, I believe that there's going to be a car dealership that's going in on the east side of Minnesota Avenue, on the southeast side of that intersection. So again, I don't think this growth should be a surprise to anyone. And this is part of the smart growth to help direct traffic around the city so we can take some strain off of intersections like 41st Street and Louise, or like much further north at of this intersection, much further north at 41st in Minnesota. So we're talking about convenience. We're talking about easy access for convenient shopping options. And I certainly think if you look at other areas of the city, I know Eastside residents are certainly more than happy to have additional development there. Central Sioux Falls has always dealt with the issue of a commercial development in relative proximity to neighborhoods. And again, this was certainly very acceptable to the Planning Commission as far as looking at the fit within the long-term plan for the city of Sioux Falls moving ahead. And the city council also acknowledged that as well in their 7-1 vote.
Jeff, as we talk about development out in that area, I mean, what kinds of things would your group like to see occur? If not a big box store that's open 24 hours, what kinds of things, what do you think would be better development in that area?
Well, I think that we need to grow sensibly. And one of the things that I think Craig talked about was development needs to happen where infrastructure is laid. And drive out there and you will see, just as he said, open areas of field and look at the roads where this infrastructure is. One of them's a gravel road. One of them's a two-lane road. And one is Minnesota Avenue, which has not yet been widened, but certainly will. Now, let's just go forward in a normal progression of 3% growth. What we would anticipate, and probably all of us saw coming, would be probably something in the neighborhood of 14. If you can imagine this in your mind, there's the Sioux Sports down there, right? Can you see that in your mind, Craig?
Correct.
Sports, and there's
Correct.
Like a basketball complex. And then off to the north, maybe another 15 acres there. And then off to the west, another 15 acres, this smaller car lot that maybe Craig's alluding to. And then to the other corner, perhaps another 14, 15 acres. Now, that's there, and they're going to generate their amount of traffic. And then the city will say, we need to address that amount of traffic in the next 5 years by widening, by increasing and making 85th Street now four lanes, by making this one gravel road now a paved road. So 5 years from now, that infrastructure is now laid. It's there. It happened. It worked in a suitable place. And now we can say, what about something bigger? Now, if the city now wants to say, let's build something bigger south, they have an issue to address, which is what Craig's talking about. There's a little ridge of land. If we're going to do that, we'll have to put some sort of sewer in. Will the city eventually have sewer down there? I imagine, possibly, certainly. Will it be in the next 5 years? I don't know the answer to that. They need to figure out how to allocate those $35 million. They are going to sensibly grow the city 3% per year using the funds wisely without robbing Peter to pay Paul. Anytime somebody says, we're going to take city dollars and help the state with South Dakota 100, I say to myself, at what cost? Who's not going to get their roads paved? Who's not going to get potholes fixed? The pot of money is only so big. We need to be wise in how we spend it.
Let me ask you about water in that area, because you and I, again, have visited privately about this. I know you're very concerned about water runoff in the area.
Mm-hmm.
What problems have you had?
Well, if you think about it, Sioux Falls wasn't in Lincoln County even like 15, 20 years ago. So it came into Lincoln County, and the relationship that Sioux Falls has with Lincoln County has been growing and perhaps isn't as communal as we'd like it to be. If you look at the people in the south and look at the drainage, every farmer you talk to in Lincoln County is busy tiling because of the drainage they're getting from Sioux Falls. And you've seen the pictures in your mind of all those flooded houses you see when you get a 100-year storm event, which they will admit happens every 8 years. Now, when I talked to the city drainage specialist about that, he said, yeah, that's probably antiquated, and we're going to change it someday. Well, I wish that they would think about that now. The drainage is going to happen to the south. It is true that if you build a big box store like what they're talking about, you will meet all the city requirements for draining it to the south, where conveniently there are no Sioux Falls residents because it's outside of the limits. I would like to see a more comprehensive meeting between Lincoln County, T, Harrisburg, everything, and figure out how this 100-year storm event is going to drain in a sensible manner so we don't have flooded basements and we don't have to undo. Remember when we had the flood in Sioux Falls just a couple of years ago? How very expensive it was to go back and redig all of that. Let's start while the land is clean and figure it. Now, that will take, admittedly, a few years, 2 years, 3 years, however long it takes to put the rack together. If we don't do that, though, we will find ourselves talking about we're going to just nibble ourselves to death, development by development, and everybody 20 years from now is going to talk about, oh, yeah, that part of town always floods. Well, why don't we just address it now?
We should.
We absolutely should.
I mean, obviously, because, and you're right, we saw that in South Central Sioux Falls, where we did have to go back in because of consistent problems year after year.
The people who fix the detention ponds and drain them out are the same people, it's the same road crews who do snow removal. So as you can imagine, they're perpetually kind of behind the eight ball. You know, just for example, they're draining near where I work. Well, they thought it would snow, so they put all those trucks with plows on them, and it didn't snow, so they weren't able to drain out the detention pond where I'm at. So detention ponds are silting at an ever-increasing spot, and the detention pond is a kind of, in terms of new drainage, as they look forward, is not the preferred new method. They're looking for more of a gradual wetland swale type thing that would be more land heavy, but cause less issues and problems. And I think that is definitely where we need to go. But nobody, and I mean nobody, can or will talk about that today. Because if they do, if they stick their neck out a little bit too much, I think they're afraid of what might happen.
Jeff Gould and Dana Palmer are with Save Your Neighborhood. Craig Dewey is with Building a Better Sioux Falls. Craig, I'm going to allow you a chance to respond. Then we're just about out of time. It's about 5 to 9. So, Craig, we'll let you respond, and then we'll let you each wrap up. So, Craig, you're raising your hand. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you, Greg. I certainly think a concern about water is an issue that needs to be addressed. And what I will say is the city will not allow any project, commercial development, to turn one shovel of dirt until a study has been conducted to show that it would be drainage neutral, meaning that the water would not be water flow would not be affected. And I think if you actually look at the record here, as far as certainly in recent developments where extra drainage has been added in terms of retention ponds as well as tapped into the infrastructure, is that in a number of cases it actually does improve the flow of water. And so also in the conversation about infrastructure, I would reemphasize that 23 out of the 27 improvements that would need to be made as a result of this project, only 4 are unique to Walmart. Irrespective of how this vote turns out, the city and state plan to make 23 of those infrastructure improvements. And so I certainly think it will be adequate not only for water flow, but traffic flow. But really, this is about convenience. As far as increasing the shopping options, it's about economic development creation of 250 jobs. It's been passed by the Planning Commission and the City Council in a 7-to-1 vote. And Building a Better Sioux Falls, we would certainly encourage the voters to vote yes on referred law 4 on April 8th.
Craig Dewey with Building a Better Sioux Falls. We'll go back to Dana Palmer of Save Your Neighborhood and give you a chance to wrap up.
Thanks so much. Just to wrap up, you know, our biggest sticking point is simply the location of this proposed Walmart. We don't have any issue with Walmart per se. We want to see growth in the city, but we want to see smart growth. And if you just simply either wait a few years or move this to a different location where the infrastructure is already there or can be better suited for a Walmart, and we're not talking either the north side or the south side of Highway 100 at 85th and Minnesota. There's many other locations. So I don't know why we're so focused on that, but there's many other locations in southern Sioux Falls. We just want smart growth, and we just feel that Sioux Falls can do better than putting a big box store across the street from these single-family homes, and we would really urge you to vote no on referred law 4.
Craig, I am going to give you one more chance here with about a minute or so to go just to state your final case again.
Well, thank you for having us on, Greg. This is certainly an important issue, and I think as the debate has unfolded here, In the recent months and last year, it certainly made for a better store and a better development. And like we said all along, this is a discussion and debate that is much bigger than the issue of Walmart. This is about creating 250 quality jobs that are part-time and full-time, both available with benefits. This is about smart plan growth for the city in terms of fitting in with the 2035 plan that has been well vetted over the course of years, adopted by the city council back in 2009. And if you look at what it takes to keep the city on the right track, I think this is certainly part of that discussion. There are a number of community leaders, again, like I said, business leaders like Dana Dykhouse and Dennis Bresky, Republican and Democrat legislators like Hal Wick, Gene Abdallah, and Pat Kirschman. And then we also have leaders in nonprofits like Daryl Nordquist, who are supportive as well, former city planner Steve Metley as well. Again, we just all think this is a really positive growth or positive effort being put together, and one that has been willing to make accommodations.